Thank you, Brother Ramesh, for the short speech and legacy on Ayatollah Khomeini, Rahmatullah Alayhi. Now I would like to invite Brother Bakhtiari for a short presentation on Muslim Congress, one of my most favorite events of the year.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am extremely overwhelmed by this gathering, especially when I see so many young, youth, boys and girls who have taken the interest and helped the management and the organizer for this occasion, which is extremely remarkable. Normally, we beg people to come and help us out. But when we see this enthusiasm and the overwhelmed support from our youth, it is extremely encouraging. And thank God we see a light, the light in which we can see our late leader, who was once asked when he was arrested and he was about to deport to another country, and those Shah's soldier asked him, "Where is your army?" So Imam Khomeini replied, "My army lives in the womb of the mothers." Back in January 1990, I was able to, or I was invited, and I had a chance to visit Imam Khomeini's mausoleum. And he had died only less than a year before I got there. And when I was escorted and I was going towards the Markaz-e Imam Khomeini, I was under the impression that the place where he is buried, it might be just a simple grave or maybe very short details on the buildings. But it was a big surprise for me. When we have entered in the area, and I could see from the highway that I have seen those signs that said Markaz-e Imam Khomeini, and I have seen the tomb and the dome of his markaz. And I was shocked how quickly and how elegantly it was built. So when I was going there and I asked my escort how soon they have completed this building, and it was just less than a year after he died, he said, "Brother, it was not a year time. It was the 40th day after his death. This structure was up. And I salute to that nation who have made that such a big tribute to such a great person." And you can see tears were running down my eyes. And throughout the visit over there, I was just shaking and shivering. And everyone, I would recommend, please go. Whenever you go to Mashhad, whenever you go to those holy places, and pay a tribute to Holy Imam, but please come and visit his markat too. You'll be uplifted. You will be amazed to see that what a person, what a dynamic person he was. During those days when I was there, we were taken to his two-room, a house, which was a rental property. And we were escorted by so many people there, foreign dignitaries, foreign guests. When we went there, regardless of the age and race or a color, people were standing in front of those two-room residence of Imam Khomeini. It was, of course, it was sealed and freezed the way things were there when he left his house, the last moment of his presence in the house. Everything was frozen and was there as if that Imam Khomeini is just about to come back. Everybody was crying, regardless, foreign dignitaries. And I have seen through my own eyes, why not? This man who has thrown the kingdom, who has shown the way how to stand up and how to become a soldier of God. And that's what the Islamic Ummah is supposed to be. Are we just here to go through certain rituals and that's the end of it? No. Islam is the constant continuation of upbringing of our life and survival and existence in this world against the tyrants. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Just a couple more minutes. And when we end up going to see the Shah palaces, and they have taken us around, you won't believe what a lavish lifestyle that guy had for himself, for his family, that even the knobs and the faucets, each faucet, either they were gold-plated or they were gold. And on the other hand, when we were taken to a place where Imam Khomeini almost lived in the madrasa almost 50 or 51 years, it was just a one tiny room. Hardly maybe 10 or 15 people can stand in there. You won't believe that people were crying. People were just going and they were just beating their head. Because it was their place where he stood for the right and justice. Now, my dear listeners, we have, for the same spirit, for the same awareness in North America, we have been so fortunate to have annual conference, which is organized by the Muslim Congress, the scholars of the North America. This year, they are going to hold in Dearborn, Michigan, which will start on 29th of June until July 1st. We highly recommend to you, if you really want to get the awareness closer to the revolution, closer to the message of Imam Khomeini, if you really want to learn how to have a survival kit while living and defending yourself and your faith in this society, please go there. And now, We are going to have some projector on the screen that will highlight the event, that how many things we are going to learn. This event is not only limited for one segment or one section. This is for the whole Ummah. Regardless of the race and the gender and the sect or fact, whatever, they are all welcome there. Please join us again, June 29th to July 1st. Do not miss that. And I think there are some still rooms are available at the Hyatt Regency. You can call them, the Dearborn, Michigan, and book your room. Otherwise, you will be not given that room because there's so many people are coming this year. It's going to be an overwhelming attendance there. Do not miss that. And guess why I'm emphasizing on this? When we go with the family, it is not like for just a youth or for singles. No. This event actually is designed for the families, where we had a chance to have one-on-one basis. We can interact with our scholars. We do have a chance to attend the special prayers. We get chance to listen to a marvelous speeches that are being delivered by world-renowned scholars. Do not miss that. And then our social need, our political need, our educational need, our spiritual needs, everything is under one roof. And especially for those who are looking for their companions, there will be a heavenly matchmaking also available there. A lot of Momneen and Momnath have been benefited out of that. Do not miss that. I'm pretty sure that you were able to read whatever was presented here, and this event this year is going to be under the topic of divine justice. And thank you very much.